In today's video, you'll learn about ERG software and how it can help solve employee engagement challenges. We explore advantages it can bring when it's time to invest in more. Let's make a social impact. Hi everyone, I'm Carl. Welcome to the Social Impact Show, where CSR professionals get the latest strategies and tips to help them scale and grow their CSR and goodness programs. So my guest today, her name is Stephanie Mo. She is the Social Impact Lead with AAA, Northern California, Nevada, Utah. Thanks for joining us today, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me.
So our topic, we're going to be covering ERG. So ERG software, employee resource group software. So I guess let's start from the very beginning. So what is ERG software and how can it help solve employee engagement challenges?
Yeah, so ERG software is really just a tool to help build an online community for ERGs. And Benevity's tool specifically, Affinity Groups, actually links with its Spark Giving and Volunteering software to connect the two. At our organization, our ERGs, before having software, had three main channels of communication with our members. So they had our intranet, email, and chat. And it felt very siloed and disconnected. The chat was and still is pretty much the most lively, but it's not the best place for sharing. Things get buried. It can be overwhelming, especially if you're a member of multiple ERGs. It can feel very inundating. So ERG software really helps to create that space where you can build a strong community and people can share things like photos and resources. And it just feels more like a traditional social space where people are used to engaging.
So is it sort of separate from, let's say, a Slack or a Microsoft Teams, something completely different?
Yeah, it's something completely different. It's its own space. We will direct people in, we use Google Chat at our organization. So we'll direct people via chat to, we call it ERG Central. We'll direct them to ERG Central to check out a post and share here, or take this quiz or take this survey. And check out the latest on ERG Central. So we still use the chat. The chat is still great, but it's just not always the best place when you're looking to really share something. It's tough to go back if you're trying to find something and scroll up. And it just gets really busy. So having that space, that dedicated space for all the ERGs to connect is really, really wonderful.
And I think you touched on this, but just to dive in a little bit more, what are some of the advantages and benefits of using a dedicated software to manage ERGs?
Yeah, so I was kind of alluding to the organization factor, right? So, just having the previous separate channels that we had. So the intranet, chat, email, it's all very disjointed and not connected. So having one organized space where everybody can find everything, everybody can connect, makes it feel less scattered and a lot more cohesive. And it helps to really foster that sense of community for the ERGs and their members. And then also reporting is huge. It's something we've really struggled with when it comes to our ERGs. Again, everything was separate and manual, lots of spreadsheets and things like that before. So the tool that we're using, Affinity Groups, actually has a really robust reporting tool that lets us capture engagement. Employees can join the ERG through this tool. So it really helps us to keep an accurate count of members. And then again, just tracking that engagement, that was something that was just really hard to do before. You think of ERG leaders going through the chat, seeing who's talking, who's posting, who's sharing, going through attendance lists to see who's attending events, and nobody has time for that. So having a tool where you have the back-end resource that can provide reporting of, how many people have shared, who is doing it, what are they engaging with, what kind of content do these ERG members like to engage with, is just super helpful.
And, in previous interviews, I've actually talked to people who were using different ERG tools, but I think one of the benefits for them, especially their organization, was mobile. So they had a lot of remote employees. So when we talk about remote, we're not talking about people who are, let's say, working from home, but like in the field. So I think that's also a benefit.
Huge, huge. And I've shared that too with the nature of our workforce. We have a lot of team members who are not at a desk all day. And in the nature of the site and the content, and it's social, like people aren't doing social media on their laptops anymore. They're not sharing photos via their laptops anymore. It's all on their phones. So if you want them to do things like share photos, mobile is really going to be key for that. And it does work really well mobily.
So how do you know when it's time to invest in the software, right? So like what's the critical mass in an organization that it's like, oh, right, you know what, we need something to actually help our employees?
Quite honestly, I think that any organization that has ERGs would benefit, no matter the size. I know that budget does come into play there, but especially if your organization is just building an ERG program, like to do it from the start and to have that at launch would be so wonderful to get things up and running and to help scale your programs and your ERGs. You know, we didn't have that when we started our program years ago, so it's been a bit of a behavior change, you know, getting people off of just the chat, or, you know, not directing them to the intranet, but really bringing them into this new tool. So that's been a little bit of a shift, but, you know, I don't think that there is a limit. I think that especially if you don't have anything in place yet, to just have that spot for them would be just so helpful if you're launching a program.
And do you need, does actually implementation may require more people, but to actually manage the software, can you do it by yourself, or do you need actually a team of people to do it?
I mean, I'm the admin for our program, and if you're already managing your giving and volunteering platform, it's not that much different. But you know, the ERG, each of our ERG chairs has, you know, the leader access where they can, you know, go in and create content and share. So I would not say that you need a team, but I think that it's important to have your ERG leaders or chairs trained on how to use the site and share their content so that it's not all falling on you, because that could be a lot. But you certainly can do it alone.
Certainly you've had your experience in the ERG space. So how did you get involved in employee resource groups?
Yeah, I really started working more closely with our employee resource groups over the last few years. Especially with COVID, you know, a lot of, you know, my work in traditional giving and volunteering was put on hold. So we needed to find a way to continue to engage our team members and our ERGs, you know, continue to thrive and grow and engage their members who were super passionate about being involved in giving back. And in talking with them, trying to solve for one of their biggest challenges was like, how do we measure? We have no way to report anything. I knew at the time that I could leverage Spark and our giving platform and our volunteering platform to help with some reporting. So I worked really closely with them on creating custom content, like missions challenges has been huge. And that has really helped us kind of measure engagement in, you know, in those challenges, creating custom and curated giving opportunities, and also, you know, just making sure I worked really closely with them, as I always have, on their volunteer opportunities as well. So that's really how it started. And then when, you know, the opportunity for affinity groups came up, you know, we jumped on that, and they were, you know, we've been working together for so long. They were really excited about it. And yeah, just kind of went from there.
Awesome. So, you know, prior to adopting ERG software with AAA, like, so how do you go about, maybe how did you manage the ERGs, or how was the ERGs managed overall?
Yeah. So the process was very manual. If it was a Google form to sign up for an ERG, just lots of spreadsheets. So you'd send an email to the ERG chairs, letting them know people signed up, and then they had to welcome them with an email and try to keep track of their roster. When somebody left the organization, or, you know, they didn't have a way to even like leave the ERG, I don't think anybody ever emailed, you know, the ERG saying, oh, you know, I'm not going to be a member anymore. This isn't for me. So they never really had a true membership count. So this has really helped us keep track of who's in what ERG, how many people are members of multiple ERGs, and just, you know, a great central place for reporting. Everything was just super manual and scattered, and lots of folders and lots of spreadsheets. So this has just made it, there's a beautiful dashboard to look at, and really easy to export reports. So it's been great.
Awesome. And one final question, I guess, is, you know, do you have anything else to add in terms of anybody just getting started with ERG? So any advice or tips you think that someone who's considering an ERG software?
I think, you know, just do chat with your ERG chairs, obviously, to make sure, you know, find out what's most important to them. For us, it was measurement and tracking engagement. We didn't have a way to do that. And this tool presented a really easy way to do that. And of course, we're familiar with working with Benevity. So just make sure that, you know, the software and its capabilities match your ERG's goals. I think that would be my biggest tip. And then, you know, just make sure that that the provider is, you know, you're comfortable working with them.
So Stephanie, you know, we could be talking about ERGs for a while, and obviously we have part two for our episode here, but if any of our audience wants to get in touch with you, what's the best place to reach you?
Sure. They can message me on LinkedIn, or, you know, shoot me an email. It's just stephanie.mo@arizona.aaa.com. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for listening to the Social Impact Show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Then visit benevity.com to access some of the resources mentioned in this episode, along with tons of other insights to help you grow your program. Music provided by Ikeson. For questions or topics you want us to cover, reach us at podcast@benevity.com. Until next time, be a force for good.